Hello and welcome to Launch. We're broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Ron Reardon. My co-host is Bill McHenry. Bill, how are you doing today?
Absolutely fantastic, Ron. Today I'm in Michigan and it's a beautiful sunny day.
That's good. And the snow is melting quickly, right?
It is, hopefully soon.
Okay. Well, Bill, on Launch, we focus on the launching of a business so that entrepreneurs can successfully navigate their launch. And, of course, there's a lot involved with the launch and afterwards. This morning, we're featuring Laurel Cavalluzzo of Madison Marketing Communications. But before we get started, Bill, could you thank today's sponsor?
I sure will, Ron. Our sponsor today is Envision Sales and Marketing. Envision Sales and Marketing is your one-stop source for all your sales, marketing, and business development needs. We customize and implement a business strategy to help build your business, grow your sales, and encourage your success.
And we really appreciate their support.
We really do, Ron. And today our guest is Laurel Cavalluzzo. Laurel is a jackie of all trades. She actually works with my company, Envision Sales and Marketing, as our director of marketing. But Laurel also works, owns a company called Madison Marketing Communication in Madison, Wisconsin, where she focuses on working with nonprofit organizations. And Ron, Laurel actually lives and breathes all things marketing, from marketing plans, development, research, branding identity, messaging, direct marketing campaigns, and the conversation we want to talk about today that she's really passionate about is social media. To give you some of Laurel's background, Ron, Laurel actually was had an MBA from the Wharton School of at the University of Pennsylvania and an undergraduate degree at Georgetown. She started her career in the large corporate world with ExxonMobil. And Ron, you'll remember the SpeedPass program years ago with, well, not that long ago, with Mobil, and they actually, Laurel was actually on that team, and she also worked developing the SpeedPass program with McDonald's prior to starting her own company. Laurel, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. It is great to be here today.
Well, Laurel, you know, one of the things you and I have always had a lot of conversations about is all the social media tools, and you've always kind of laughed at me saying, you know, there's Twitter and Fritter, and there's this and that, and it's really difficult for a business owner to really understand social media and the value of social media and all the website applications and so on. Can you help us whittle it down and help our listeners understand what social media is?
It's a great question, and social media, as we all know, is an incredibly hot topic. It's been a hot topic for a while. It will continue to be a hot topic. And I think there's so much chatter about it because there's so much misunderstanding. It's hard to appreciate, you know, exactly the power that it has until you can start putting it to work for you and see the impact. It's also such a huge field. Like you said, Bill, you know, there's Twitter and Fritter. Well, not really Fritter, but there's all sorts of different applications. There's hundreds and thousands upon ways that you can get involved with social media, and it's like, okay, what do you do to get started? But the first thing I want to do is mention that social media is social. You know, what is social media and how is it different from the other applications and other communications tools out there? Well, it's social, and it's a way of talking with customers and your target audience base in a way where there's a dialogue. In the past, marketing has been one-way communications, you know, so it's been advertising or PR, direct mail, things like that where there's a message coming from a business or organization to a consumer, but the consumer hasn't been able to respond, you know, or ask questions or engage in a dialogue. Social media is changing that, and that's why the word social comes first and is so important with social media. It's actually a social way of conversing and to marketing to consumers. So that's, I just wanted to touch on exactly what social media is. It's a conversation, it's communications, it's marketing, but it's a conversation. Then, as I mentioned, there are hundreds, thousands of applications out there. And what I have learned in my 3+ years of really diving into social media is there are 5 main tools that an organization, a person, a business can look at and kind of forget about the others, especially to get started with, but really focus on 5 main areas. And I'll let you know, this is where I focus my time and attention. And that's on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and a blog application, so some sort of blog. So between those five tools, I call them the big five of social media, that's a great place to focus your time and attention because you can't do it all.
So is LinkedIn, Facebook?
A lot of companies have a whole team of people working for them, I suppose.
Absolutely. Bigger organizations, large corporations will have exactly, you know, social media departments that work within a within the marketing department who will have, you know, multiple blogs, multiple Facebook, multiple Twitters. It's amazing. But for, you know, for a small business owner, for somebody who's, you know, a small company, an entrepreneur, somebody who, you know, is one or two people. I mean, I'm a one-man show. I work from a home office and, you know, do my consulting and my communications planning. So it's me, you know, I partner with other folks. But I'm able to manage those five. And, you know, to get started, I started with LinkedIn. That was the first place that I went. You know, LinkedIn is really a Rolodex, an online Rolodex. I call it a Rolodex on steroids because it has so many other applications. But it's really a Rolodex of business contacts. Then I slowly added Facebook. Then I added Twitter. Then I added the blog application. And then most recently I've been playing with YouTube and seeing all the powerful tools that video offers. But, you know, even if and that's the other thing. I guess you touched on a really good point there, Bill, is that big corporations do it. Small businesses do it as well. It has really leveled the playing field. Everyone can engage in social media. They're free applications to use. The real cost is the time involved and the ability to understand how to use them. But that's something that, again, it doesn't take money to do that. So it's really leveled the playing field.
And how can our listeners use LinkedIn effectively?
That's I think, perhaps the lowest hanging fruit for so many people is using the LinkedIn application. What I encourage people to do is use it as a way to gather information about your contacts, find out more about who they are, what their background is. And the amazing thing about LinkedIn is you not only are able to link into your contacts, but you can see all the contacts of your contacts. Now, you know, in the past days, you know, in the olden days, which aren't that old, you know, 5-10 years ago, I would collect business cards, you know, have a book or a Rolodex with literally the names and addresses of people. That would get outdated very quickly, and people, you know, would move on to new jobs, move on to new roles, and sometimes you'd find out about it, sometimes you wouldn't. So I found that, you know, Rolodexes would get outdated very quickly. Now, because LinkedIn is the online Rolodex, people can keep in touch with their contacts, find out what people are working on, what their position's on. But again, as I mentioned, the beauty of it is you can see whose contacts, who the contacts are behind your contacts. So that's one of the things, is to make sure that when you meet somebody or you have a business contact, they're very likely on LinkedIn, ask them to link into you. So that way you can start to build your list. Once you have a list going and you have a good LinkedIn profile, what you can do is you can do things like make sure all of your information is complete. You can add notes about the types of projects, the types of initiatives that you're working on. If you're introducing a product or if you have a new service that you're offering, LinkedIn is a way that you can talk about that. So it's a way of marketing and communicating in a soft way. It's not a hard sell. A very underused field on LinkedIn is something called a status update. So this is something that I encourage people to use, you know, probably once a week, maybe a little bit more than that if you have a lot of things going on. It's just a way for you to announce a project that you're doing, something that's of interest, something that you've come across recently, and it allows your contacts to know more about what's going on within your company, within your mind, even what you're thinking about. It's a way of branding yourself and your company in a way that, you know, again, it's a soft sell. It's not a hard sell, and it doesn't cost anything. That's, again, the beautiful thing about these social media applications.
I know it's really interesting with LinkedIn. I know I'm just looking at mine now, and I have 354 connections, but it links me just to 7,300 people. And then those connections, just one more down from me, is almost 5 million. And it's fascinating. And I've used it, and you've trained me, Laurel, but I've used it, you know, if I want to find a customer to call on or a name in a customer that I want to call on, I can usually find somebody that knows somebody at that customer. And it's a fascinating tool.
It is, and I'll give you a quick story about how this is a powerful tool. A colleague of mine who happens to be a neighbor, but she and I are both marketers, she saw that I had a contact out in California. She had to do a business trip out there. She was looking to meet some potential people in her field, make some sales calls, but also make some more connections. She contacted me and said, "Hey, I see that you know so-and-so who's in the Napa Valley area. Can you please put me in contact? I'd really like to sit down with that person, have lunch with them, and meet them." I put the two of them in touch with each other. They both got something valuable out of the conversation, and again, it was because this colleague of mine went to my LinkedIn profile, was able to search for people who were in the geographic area that she was going to be visiting, found somebody who she thought would be a really good match as far as a contact to have, and, you know, made the introduction, and the rest is history.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think it's awesome. We started to do some more blogging, and tell our listeners about blogging, Laurel, and do you think it's really worthwhile?
I think it is. Blogging scares a lot of people, I think, because it's writing and it's a time commitment. Again, you can get these blog applications. I use something called WordPress, which is free. I could customize it to have a certain look and feel that would match up with my website. It takes time, and it takes ideas to generate content. But to answer your question directly, yes, it absolutely is worthwhile, and there's a number of reasons why it's worthwhile. Number one is that when I'm blogging, I'm creating new content all the time for my website, or each time that I post a blog post. I'm generating new content for my website, which then generates a new ability for the search engines to find me and find my website. So blogging is great for search engine optimization, just for the nuts and bolts of somebody finding your website and finding what you're doing. So that's one reason. I think another reason, though, and some might argue this is even more important, is that it allows people to find out what I'm working on, what my thought process is, what my company does, new things that I'm working on, how I might take something that's happening, you know, in the general media and how I can relate it back to my particular industry or again, some projects that I'm working on. It allows people to see more of who I am, and I'm branding myself. As you know, a brand can be for a business and organization, but there's also a brand behind each and every one of us who are business people as far as what we are, who we are, what we believe in, what we're passionate about. So it's a way that I'm branding myself. Now, what I do with blogging is I try to do a post once a week. Sometimes it's every week and a half to 2 weeks, which is about as long as I would want it to go. Again, it's a time commitment, but it's very important to do, so I do make an effort. So I do a blog post. I post it. Then, as I mentioned before, with those LinkedIn status updates, I will post to my LinkedIn status update a link to my new blog post and encourage my business contacts to see what I've written about. I will post it to my business Facebook page. I will tweet about it. So what I will use is the social media channels out there to let people know that I have this new blog post, that I have a new idea or insight, or I'm adding something to the conversation in my industry, and then hopefully people will come and read and comment and share it with other people. But it's a word of mouth, it's branding, it's getting more information out there.
Okay, well, my favorite, let's talk about Twitter. My favorite commercial about Twitter is where the husband and wife are sitting on the porch and their son and daughter are there, and the father is tweeting to his son, "I'm sitting on the front porch." And the son says, "Dad, you don't have to do that." Talk to us about the proper use of Twitter.
Twitter is just a brilliant application if it's used well. I am not a fan, Ron, of somebody tweeting in my kitchen making breakfast or sitting on the front porch. I'm really not a fan of that. I think that just is adding to the noise and, for lack of a better word, the garbage that's out there. I unfortunately don't think that's going to go away, but I would say that is not a great use of Twitter. Twitter, just to make sure everyone knows, it's a microblogging application, meaning that a person has a limitation of 140 characters with a tweet. So a person sets up a Twitter account, a profile, you post a picture, you post a really short sentence about what you do, you put your location, and then you can now broadcast to the world what's going on, you know, with your business in your mind. And if you so feel compelled, everything that's going on in your personal life, but as I mentioned, I would highly advise against that. What I have found Twitter to be a great tool to do is to network and find people in certain geographies or in certain industries who I want to reach out to. So another way that I explain what Twitter is, it's like a text message with a CC to the world. So I'm sending a short message, but everyone can be out there and see it. Now with Twitter, you can choose to follow people, and that means that in your feed, your Twitter feed, you will see the tweets of the people whom you choose to follow. They will very likely choose to follow you back. And I have a whole number of people and organizations who I'm following and who are following me back, and we're hopefully talking about things that interest and enlighten each other. With Twitter, though, you want to use it to talk about different things that are happening in your industry, business-related applications. You want to make sure that it's relevant information that people will find interesting. You can use Twitter, and I do use Twitter, to reach out to people and engage in a conversation. A quick anecdote about Twitter is that in the past, if there's somebody who I want to meet, I could send them an email. Somebody who I've never met before, a cold call, I could send them an email. Well, very likely, if the person is not interested in me, or maybe it winds up in the spam folder, but that person could easily delete that email, ignore me, because nobody knows that that exchange has taken place except me and that individual. With Twitter, if there's somebody who I've never met before and I want to reach out and say hello and engage in a dialogue, I can send that person a tweet that the whole world can see. It's addressed to them. And because the whole world can see this, and because the proper etiquette would be for that person to respond back to me, most likely that person will. So what Twitter is doing is it's breaking down barriers and allowing people to meet and engage in conversation with strangers. And, you know, if you do it in the right way, following proper etiquette, it's just opening up a whole new world as far as different people to talk to and start to see if there's ways to work together, to do business together, and so forth. Again, you know, one of the things is it takes time. It takes an awful lot of time to do this, to learn it, to get up to speed. But once that takes place, there are search tools, there are different applications, so you can get rid of all the noise, get rid of the posts about somebody sitting on their front porch, and cut to the chase of what's going to be most relevant for you.
It really does take time, you know, Ron. You and I have a Twitter for each company, but then also for the launch, and it's just at launch hour on Twitter. And we started it, I think, about, maybe 90 days ago or 120 days ago, and we have about 100 followers, and we follow about 100 people, and it grows every time we have a show. So it's really an interesting avenue of communicating with people.
Sure is.
You know, Laurel, the other thing you mentioned, there was five, the top five. Facebook has always intrigued me, and I remember when I first got on Facebook, my boys were just disgusted because it was creepy that their dad was now on Facebook. And I actually have enjoyed it. In fact, I yesterday was with a friend of mine that I haven't seen in 30 years that we found each other on Facebook. So it's been awesome. But that's from a personal standpoint, it's really cool. I've also found from a professional standpoint, it's really cool. Can you explain Facebook to our listeners and why you think it's worthwhile and really why it's not just for kids and us creepy grown-ups?
I know what you mean, Bill, about the younger generation looking at those of us who are a little bit older and still being a little bit weirded out, for lack of a better word, that we're on Facebook and we've got our profiles. It's rapidly Facebook is rapidly changing as far as the demographic base that's using it. You know, years ago, if anyone saw the movie The Social Network, you'll see, you know, the early origins of Facebook, and it really was a college-based application that started with colleges. The original intention was it to be for college students to talk to each other and find out, you know, who is on campus and on different campuses. But I think that over time, some very savvy people caught a hold of this and said, wow, you know, it certainly is going to be a tool that people of all ages and generations can use. And it's not only for social purposes, it's also for business purposes as well. So what we're seeing now is that a lot of businesses are setting up a Facebook page. The first thing I'll say is that you've got personal profiles. That's for your personal type of Facebook communications. Then you have your business application, which should be on a Facebook page. And I point this out because Facebook will shut a business down right away if they don't set it up correctly. And there's lots of documentation out there that explains this and explains how to do it. So if you haven't yet done this or if you haven't set it up correctly, I would really encourage you to do it the right way. But what businesses are doing is that they're finding that they can have a conversation. It's a little bit like Twitter in that it's a microblogging application, but it's a little bit more user-friendly for many people because all the comments and posts are put together in one place called a wall. And pictures and links, and it's a lot more visual in the application on Facebook so that, you know, pictures of people who work for a business or products can be posted. There's a lot more that makes it just a little more visually friendly, I guess you can say. So I've seen a lot of businesses use this tool very effectively to let their customers know, hey, I know you like my product, I know you like my service, my retail establishment, whatever the case may be.
Really appreciate you being on the show, Laurel. Our listeners really appreciate you sharing your experiences and insights. It's another great show, Bill.
Well, you know, it really was, Ron. Laurel is really interesting. She's been fascinating to work with, and she's so passionate about social media. It's almost scary sometimes. I also want to give a special thanks to our sponsor today, Envision Sales and Marketing. Envision Sales and Marketing, we go the extra step so you don't have to fret. Visit our website at envisionsalesandmarketing.com.
And go to our blog at thelaunchhour.businessradiox.com to listen again to today's show plus previous shows. This is Ron Reardon and Bill McHenry signing off another great session of The Launch Hour.